crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Crossover. Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Crossover. Roadhouse. Thought you'd be bigger. Broadcasting live from the Grinwald Heating and Cooling and Public Pumping Zone Studio. It's time for the crossover. What's up, Gary? How you doing?
Hey, well, are we sponsored by Family Vacation?
Yes, we are. Yeah. That's the Griswolds. The Griswolds Family Vacation brought to you by Grinwald. Good morning. How are you?
Good
How
morning.
You all dressed up?
Because I have a little, I got to go talk to the college kids today.
Nice.
Yep.
Tell them, don't get into this business. Is that what you're going to tell them to start off with?
No, I think they usually say that for like third or fourth nowadays.
Go.
What's wrong with you over there?
Nothing. I was just reading this. Martisa Ivy came by and she brought me brought us these face masks, the Ivy League. I think my face is too big. It's kind of bugging me. Wait, maybe it's not. Let me see. It's a little snug.
A little tight on you.
A little snug. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed because I like this. Anyway, how was your weekend?
Well, you could sell it.
No, I'm not selling it.
You're not saving your mask for COVID-used masks on eBay?
I put it up by my bed by the... On in, like, by the post?
You strike me as a guy that would drive around with multiple masks hanging from your rearview mirror.
I have three. I rotate because I like to keep them clean, and it depends on if I need to be active or I'm just going to sit still.
Okay. Not from the rearview mirror, but from the air conditioned vents. That's where I have mine hanging.
Yeah.
The air conditioned vents.
Like if I'm gonna be active and moving around, I like the one that fits a little tighter, so I don't have to keep messing with it. If I'm gonna sit still and kind of just be quiet, I like one of these blue ones that I wear because it's the most comfortable, but it's a little big, right? So I don't always want to have to be messing with it. It just depends.
I thought it was gonna be a gator guy, and that lasted for about 3 weeks.
Those are the ones that go around your neck, right?
And you pull up.
Yeah.
I just I found a mask.
They make you take that. You cannot wear a gator on the plane.
Listen. Nebraska was not playing around with the masks on Saturday. You found that out in a hurry, didn't you? They're like, you want to put your mask on if you were going up to the
You get on
sit
the plane,
down?
At least we got on the plane. They handed out these
the real
masks
ones.
Because you can't wear a gator. That doesn't count. Yeah. Very serious on the plane.
Well,
especially when coming back from Vegas. They were very serious. The lady was like, I don't want to see your nose either. Your nose better not be out. It better be all the way over your nose.
Hey, one of the guys, the coach had just come out. I won't put the coach on blast, but just come out from under the deal.
Yeah.
So it was literally had just getting ready to put it on, and the usher, he goes, hey, this will be a good example now. I was like, wow.
Usher
he
didn't
get a
fired.
Chance to tie his shoes up. Yo, man, why don't you pull your shoes up? How did you separate? By the way, I'm glad you're one of the normal people that look like they stayed warm over there. You didn't have buried in your scarf and snow hats over there in that end of the stadium.
Was the
wind coming right at you guys? Or
that was okay. I mean, that was fine.
How did you separate?
It wasn't a bad day.
How did you separate height from hope?
By the way, it was better where we were than the people that were in West Stadium because we had sun on us. They had none.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. It probably
did
was about
that
10
look
degrees.
Like 4,000?
They said 3,500 is what the total was, they said.
Now remember, they were spread out. It looked like that.
Did it?
Yeah.
I'm terrible with that, right? Like, it's not like guessing weight or something. Like, I don't know. Bo and I were talking about it, and I was like, I don't know. Is that?
I think it looked 3,200 to 4,000.
Somewhere in there.
And there was a lot of people.
I try to think of like state championships and how it looks when they announce those crowds.
But you remember Saturday they were spread out from end zone to end zone.
Yeah,
where
and it was
mostly
like,
in high school they'll sit all in a pack.
And you had to, I mean, how many announcements did they make to make sure you were sitting where your ticket
they
told
ran
you?
That recorded thing over and over.
I'm like,
over.
Well, because they are not messing around. That's a trial run.
Kept recording that thing, playing it over.
Right?
Over.
I mean, that's kind of how I'd looked at it.
I had a couple of seats. I liked my I liked where my seats were.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to keep those seats for the upcoming year.
I got to look and see where my mom's are. She asked me about that the other day. I gotta look.
It was just different being in the stadium. I mean, it was kind of nice to let a little buzz. I hope they keep that up. I wonder if in the future they will separate it for season ticket holders, general public, or donors.
Or students. Mm-hmm. Do one for the students. Like, at least three of the years that Callahan was here, he did one for the students.
They still do it for the students on the last Saturday before the season starts.
That's
when
cool.
Kids are back in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of their own thing. Mm-hmm. Like, students are brought in, they bring a DJ in, they have all that, all the fun and stuff. But I wonder in the future, I think this is going to stick, because I think it was a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, some people were able to handle stuff that happened on Saturday, others won't be able to. But it was good just to see it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think it was good for players.
Yeah.
You know, to... You know, for also for people to see how structured practice is. Like, there is no real downtime when they practice. You know, everything is laid out on what you're going to do. And I think that's important for people to see how a practice actually goes.
Yeah.
Because I think some people by like about 4 o'clock were like, are you telling me we still have...
They're still going.
We got 45 minutes?
They're still going.
I said that in our opening segment today, this morning. I said, you know... there's a certain way in which you have to digest those practices and take them in. Like, it's an art form to being able to watch practice, I think, and take it all in, because it's not like you think. It's not you just don't get in team and you go 11 on 11. Like, there's lots of little intricacies that you have to be able to manage and kind of sort through. I actually thought it was well done.
You definitely get quite a few reps, and you have to be on your toes paying attention of when it's your time to go. Like, I imagine that it picks up the pace a little bit when you expand the roster in the fall, when there's a lot, there's, you know, what you add, maybe 25 more
guys.
Players. But I did like the special teams. I liked how they had that set up with the trash cans. And
did you feel bad for Sip? It actually was loud.
It
music
was
very loud.
I love music. Like, I found myself bobbing my head, and even I was like, dang, this is kind of loud. You know, like,
I liked the old school stuff.
He wasn't just being a grumpy old man when he said that.
It was loud.
Mm-hmm. And there's a purpose to the music they have set up, because it kind of follows along their 25 periods.
I like
of
it.
When it gets louder, it kind of gives you an indication of what they're doing.
Yep.
And they don't want people to hear cadence or
when
any
they're
of that
in
kind
teams,
of stuff.
It actually turned it down a little bit. That was good.
I like.
No, you know what? As a player, I think it would be, I would like that. There's always something going on. And, you know, and those guys so much are used to not practicing when nobody's in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you communicate.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do hand signals.
That's what
and
I
stuff
was
like
going to say. Like, you can talk and understand one another with body language. I like that quite a bit.
Yeah, I think it was good. It was good to see new guys. I mean, I don't think there's any, you know, if you're going overboard, then you're probably not doing it right. But it was good to see, like, new faces of players, what they look like. It was disappointing to see the running backs that were out.
Hey, what do you think we're missing with Tompkins? Because every time I see him, he looks like a million bucks.
I don't know. You don't know what day of the week he's practicing or he's available. But he looked good on Saturday.
I love his running style.
I think he would, if you had only the guys that were dressed, I think it's safe to say he was running back one.
Yeah.
Well, how about
the
transformation of Scott's body?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if
he caught
the 21 or what, but
I thought he caught the ball pretty well.
I like his body.
That's the first thing that I noticed is the different position groups. You can tell that they have a plan, like what they want guys' bodies to look like, because a lot of them look the same. And they definitely look a lot better, like even in 2 years compared to 4 years of guys, how physically, you know, different they look.
That's the first thing I wrote down.
You know, I'm kind of salivating over that. I think still has a off season to go. Randolph Kapai is going to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not this year, because he's a little undersized.
Yeah, he was sideline to sideline, though.
Man, this dude can run. He's a good technician. He's a little thumper. I'm like, okay, I see you 30.
They have some things to work with at linebacker.
I know.
I mean, they got.
Dude, how about the options? Like, what a difference 3 years makes.
Mm-hmm.
That linebacking core used to look like the running backs Saturday. Now Coach Rude and Coach Dawson have changed places with Coach Held. Like, Coach Held barely had anything to work with. And it's like, you got to make it happen. He wasn't going to feel sorry for himself.
Caleb Tanner's still there.
Dude, who did he run down on that outside zone? Was that Yant? Who did he run down from behind? Anyway, like, I liked his motor, right? Like, still, they got to probably do those positions situationally. But he can run.
I mean, I'm rooting for him.
Change of direction is just okay, but he can run.
I think sometimes when the game speeds up for him, we have seen he gets lost. Mm. And then, I mean, he's out of position. And I don't know, they have some options. You know, it's kind of striking to see only four quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually you show up in the spring and you might have seven guys there. But to see only four, I'll tell you a position group coach who was a little salty is Mario Verduzco.
Yeah, every time he had to talk to Smothers.
I think he's heard the offseason.
Yeah.
I think he's heard the chatter that, man, this is your year. You either show or go home. But yeah. It was good to see.
I'm with it. Everybody else got their
except for the newcomers.
What does that mean?
Well, I'm looking at through the roster.
I think Michael, they come in when they in the fall,
yeah,
like right before report day,
mm-hmm.
They do their photos.
I understand. Yeah. Samari Torre has one.
I think it's because of is it the guys that are freshmen that are just arriving?
Well, some of the freshmen that are just arriving don't have theirs on there.
So a couple of, I would say more than a couple are photoshopped.
Oh, you think so?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know why that wouldn't. I mean, almost everybody in here that's been here, especially if they've been here 2 years, has their little suit thing on.
Wait, are the White Sox and Red Sox are just getting ready to pitch?
Yeah, Patriots Day.
Yeah, Patriots
Day.
What
am I thinking?
Yeah, they ran this morning.
Okay.
The first one ever is the anniversary today of the Boston Marathon. 18,
no, no.
Wasn't it? 94?
Yeah. But the Boston Marathon isn't. They moved it to the fall.
There's the anniversary.
So we're saying there's an early game happening?
Giolito and Eovaldi.
Usually, in normal times, the Boston Marathon would have already been underway.
Uh-huh. 1897.
And then the Red Sox play a Patriots Day game, but the Marathon got moved to the fall.
Okay. Oh.
So they're just playing the game at 11:05?
John McDermott was the first one to win in 1897.
Got it. Okay.
That's entirely cool. Too far to run, too, by the way.
26 miles?
He ran it in 2 hours and 55 minutes.
That's incredible.
I would probably run that in 14 days.
Well,
stop, take a break.
Maybe 13. I do 2 miles.
I believe they shut the course down.
I'm dead dog serious.
No, he can still keep going. Just move to the sidewalk.
Hey, excuse
there's plenty
me,
of room to run in Boston.
Excuse me, sir. Scoot over. Huh?
Now, if you're running at the way you look right now in Boston, I'd be worried for you.
Why?
They are not very friendly.
Oh, I've been there.
They don't like it.
I went to a Scholastic conference for the district.
Remember, David Johnson just put that in his contract that he would not go. The one place he couldn't be traded to was Boston.
I'm still tripping off how beautiful that campus was at BC, and it was an afterthought. It was like pretty.
Chestnut Hill?
Yeah.
Weather's always
it
bad.
It was
in the fall.
Pretty.
I don't know why.
Overcast.
Weather's always bad in
the fall. I kind of like that, you know, because it wasn't too cold, but it was just overcast.
Did you go over to Harvard?
No, because we didn't really have time, so we just walked along the breeze was obviously made it cold. It smelled good. Like it was
what time of the year were you there?
It was in April. Mm. It's
still a little chilly.
There's really no good
it
time
was,
of year
actually.
There.
It was. But we could we walked to eat. Like it was probably 50, I think, maybe. But
grab yourself some Dunkin'?
No.
they do love their Dunkin'.
Like had a lot of, you know how they have those markets.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty.
Did you see, I don't even watch
great.
SNL. Did you see the SNL with the Boston guy and Dunkin', the Dunkin' commercials? And they're like interviewing all these people and they put the Boston.
They love their Dunkin'.
They do love their Dunkin'.
Their
Dunkin'
is huge.
They love it.
They got to get themselves some
like
Dunkin'.
Like the actual Dunkin' Donuts place?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where it started?
I don't think it.
Because I know
they're
a huge team.
They claim it. Big Boston.
Like the
they
Red
claim
Sox
it.
And,
yeah. And Providence. Yeah, they claim it for sure.
Because where Providence plays basketball, I think it's still Dunkin' Donuts Center.
I think it is, yeah. They didn't play it this year, right? They played the other place.
But they haven't changed, you know, they haven't sold the naming rights.
Right, right.
But yeah, there's a Dunkin' Donuts almost everywhere in New England. Like you go Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts.
It's also like when you get off the train, at the end of the train, when you get off there, there's always a Dunkin' little shop, like the one in Chicago.
So they have spring training in Fort Myers, and Dunkin' wanted to buy, they sold them a package where they have all the signage inside of Fenway Park, and then they bonused them in for Fort Myers. But they wouldn't do it in Fort Myers if there were no Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, really?
So it actually benefited Fort Myers because, like, in the off the offseason, you had like six franchises pop up all over Southwest Florida. Mm. And it was because Dunkin' Donuts didn't want to be in the spring training home of the Red Sox without any Dunkin' Donuts around and be advertising.
Nice of them.
And so then
nice
they got a deal. They have their own specific stand inside of JetBlue.
Right. We got ours, okay. You know, it's been, what, 12, okay. 10, 12 years since Omaha got it?
Yeah.
And we didn't have it. And they were running commercials the whole time. And we never had Dunkin' Donuts. It was weird. There's a bunch of stuff. Churches commercials run on TV here.
Churches makes me think that, I don't know if it's revisionist history. I don't think I loved it when they were here. Those commercials make it look
They have big, bigger pieces.
Oh, so they were here and left?
I don't remember them being here. Oh, okay.
They were in Omaha.
Well, that's, you don't usually get that.
There were two churches, actually.
Huh.
Oh. Yeah. I knew somebody told me there was one in Lincoln at one point. I know I have people talk about that one.
Yeah, it's by where the old Auto Zone is on North 30th.
Oh, that'd be a good spot for it.
Man, when it was, and that was back, I had that Mike Sauter palette, like, I only liked like a couple of things, so I wasn't eating a ton of different pieces of chicken. There were only like one or two.
They gave you a jalapeno along with your meal.
And I thought that was weird. Yeah. Now they gave I would kill it. Like if it was green and I was little, I was like, I'm not.
Yummy.
Like it just, I think I could appreciate it more now or more.
I'm surprised that churches didn't last in Omaha.
It didn't for whatever reason.
They don't have a lot of competition back then.
So I don't know when this happened, when you're talking about, but you know, Popeye's bought them.
Yeah.
And then they shut a bunch of churches down. So I don't know if it was part of that or not. When Popeyes acquired them, that's back when Copeland was still
there. Popeyes, somebody, an older historian may have to quote me. By the way, did you see Preston Love there Saturday? Anyway, I've kind of.
I didn't see him.
But an older historian might have to.
At Popeyes?
No, in Lincoln.
At Lincoln.
Oh, no. I wasn't looking for him.
Popeyes was the last of the big chains to come here, wasn't it?
When I got here, it was the one on 30th.
Like we had Bojangles, we had churches, we had KFC.
I didn't know you guys had Bojangles. Really?
You had a Bojangles in Omaha?
No, maybe we did.
No, that's,
probably not, because I don't think it's come that far.
We did.
I don't
have churches, that far. Though.
It's like Zaxby's. It just hasn't gotten that far.
But I think Popeyes was last.
Mm. The first one I saw when I moved here in 2002 was the one on 30th Street by Mr. C's. That Popeyes
South,
was the first
yeah.
one I remember seeing when I moved here. I went looking for a Popeyes when I moved here.
Yeah, it seemed like... We didn't really, wasn't really the thing.
I heard Popeye's tastes different in New Orleans.
It does. It's spicier. Mm. They actually made a rule.
Else told me
the
that
company
too.
Did it. The
and
company decided.
Their sides are not better, but different.
The company decided they were going to cut the spice by about half outside of Louisiana.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to go to Louisiana.
There's a huge difference when you get it there. You'll know it.
So order on DoorDash, George.
From Louisiana?
Yeah. That'd be that's kind of expensive.
Make sure you tip.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just bring you back some and see how it works. Because you can reheat it.
Yeah.
All right, I get cool. We always come back with cooler food.
I'm cool now. No.
Fried chicken's great reheated.
No.
Well, actually, my wife likes cold fried chicken.
It'll be 2 days, though.
My wife likes food.
I don't. No.
My wife, no, we drive straight back.
Michael, I'm not paying them any attention. I'm with you. It's
fine. It'd be 16 hours.
No, you would lose,
it would be just
you lose
fine.
The flavor.
You'll realize how much spicier it is.
I'll put it in the air fryer. It would taste
just fine. Hit that reheat button on the air fryer.
It'll just be just fine.
There you go.
Stop eating.
I'm not
going
to lie. The air fryer is legit.
I'll bring it to you.
I mean,
we always buy a box on the way home.
I wouldn't turn it down, but I'm not going to like go out of my way to get it. But I wouldn't be like, oh, no.
We always buy a box on the way home.
I'm going
to try it. Stop eating,
George. See how it tastes. It's Popeyes, man.
Why don't you just eat it on the spot?
Well, that's a that.
I would like to do that, but he won't be in New Orleans with me, so I got
to
bring it back for
right,
him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Try to help him out.
You could probably order something. They'll freeze it and send it to you.
There are a couple places in New Orleans that'll do that to you. There's a website that sends.
Where's the place that I order from?
There's a website that sends you all New Orleans and stuff. Yeah, and they do a really good job of sending you the stuff.
But it's frozen. It's good too, and the way that they package it is pretty cool. I'll experiment with just about.
If that place I ordered the 50 pounds of crawfish when we did the boil from.
Most of those places are, you know, they have a lot of attention outside of their local area, so they're going to take care of you.
Hey, not to bring up bad news, because Dodgers lost last night too, but didn't you just not know that Alex Rodriguez was going to give Hendricks the kiss of death and his little open? Hey, man, you know what? Hendricks is going to be on his game tonight. I'm expecting something, and then top of the inning happens. I was like,
I couldn't
ominous.
Figure out watching that last night. Why the co-owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves is doing a baseball game.
Is it official yet?
Shouldn't he be studying the draft or something?
Is it official yet? They don't take over for another 2 years, right? They take over in a couple years, right? They take over in a couple years, you'd be fine.
The subtle, not so subtle shot for your man A-Rod. He was not. It's not.
Good. No, he is not good. Nah. Okay.
I was like, ooh.
And it doesn't help. He's
even, and then once the game got
well,
out,
yeah,
of
he's
hand
even worse when
and
it's 13-4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. I said.
Yeah. Like there's some, you know, there's some TV crews and radio crews in baseball when things get out of hand that you either want to listen because it just becomes a circus. Like when the Royals, and kudos, the Royals are playing well, but the couple of times this year where the Royals has gotten lopsided and Lefevre and Rex Hudler just have time to kill, oh, wow. Yeah, you never know what's coming out of Rex Hudler's mouth.
If the Royals get any sort of, if they get any sort of pitching at all, they'll be able to score enough most nights.
Nick and Greg had a good job this weekend when Nebraska was blowing out Penn State. And they got in a whole conversation about the growl, you know, the Penn State roar, and how much they play it. And they started getting into Kansas State, and they started getting into – that was a pretty good conversation.
Did you see – he tweeted it out. Did you see John Baylor's setup?
I did see that. He tweeted it out, yeah.
It looked kind of extensive. I was like, golly, man.
One of the TVs didn't like he was on volleyball, though. Like he was watching something on the side.
I was like, huh, that's a lot going on there for this broadcast.
This is what he thinks today. I texted him this morning.
Did he say, why is this game at 1:30? Did he say that on Monday?
No.
Tell me this isn't. You know the game that's at 7, Damon?
What?
I think it's like Western Kentucky, Kentucky, or something like that. Like Texas, Nebraska.
That got this.
It's ridiculous.
Texas, Nebraska at 1:30.
People are wondering why it's not sold out today. You know what? People in Omaha have jobs. Okay? Just saying. I mean, I know it's important, but.
How many are they having, you know, the total?
4,000. They have 4,000.
Man.
So JB
put that game at 7 o'clock, I bet.
JB thinks it's 60-40. And Nebraska wins. But he goes, but then Jared Elliott struggles in big matches against opponents not named Nebraska.
Oh. They haven't played since, I think, 2016 or something like that. But I remember every time they played, that was the biggest match of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It was always so exciting to watch those two teams play. That's why it should be at 7 o'clock.
I just wish Nebraska and Texas would find a way to play in football again.
Hey, I would like that.
How good, you know him, how good have Cook's post-game pressers been?
I would like that.
My man is low-key hilarious.
Yeah, well, you know why. Because
it's not even low-key, but...
He's not happy with the setup.
No, he's not happy at all.
So...
Uh-huh. Like, remember, people told us, he's happy with it.
No, he's not. Don't listen to Sipple.
Listen to a press conference.
Okay, so
things are falling.
He's not happy with the setup, and subtly he will take shots. The latest, and I wonder when this is all said and done, and there's you find out more about Stiverin's injury and stuff like that when the season is over. So he said he kind of intimated that the floor that they were practicing on
the concrete.
Awful.
Yeah.
Concrete.
So almost to the point, I think, where coaches are talking amongst themselves.
The Louisville coach was complaining about it before it all started.
I mean, that was the whole goal. Like, I think they should have broke the huddle yesterday against Baylor and everything was, get out of the convention center.
Yes. Arena.
That's the goal.
Arena.
That's
arena.
The goal. Well, because they raised enough of a ruckus that they had teams that practiced inside of the arena. So the NCAA reversed course, and they said, okay, because you got teams that are complaining their girls are like they got shin splints and they're hurting.
Right.
I said, okay, we'll put you on the real floor in the arena.
But
yeah, I mean, why are they playing? They're going to play at 1:30 today. That's more likely when that'll start.
On the deucer.
Yeah.
Seriously, it should be. It should. I mean, Nebraska, Texas will draw eyeballs.
Yes.
In a sport that you know is growing. Why not put it in prime time?
I don't know why.
Makes sense.
Makes no sense.
And in this case, where you only have 4,000 fans, you can adjust times for TV purposes.
Yes.
I'm telling you.
Well, when you're playing ahead and you see the possibility of Texas and Nebraska, even if it was Penn State and Nebraska, that's another one that belongs at 7 o'clock. Just because of the history of it.
Get you some eyeballs.
How long did you watch lacrosse yesterday? Who won, by the way, Michigan or Northwestern?
Northwestern.
Northwestern. I didn't, I mean.
I just followed Northwestern
like
people talking about
watching, but.
Iowa won in soccer. Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah,
that was a great
first
goal.
Time, yeah. Iowa women won in soccer, and C.J. Frederick said, I'm not sticking around.
I don't understand that.
It was a nice goal.
Iowa next year is going to be kind of interesting.
Well,
their roster.
Did managing that, the fasciitis, did that just grade on him?
I don't know. I didn't see that one coming. C.J. Frederick was going to transfer.
You know what I mean? Like, it had to just grade on him or something.
Nebraska's still not in top 25.
When he played well, they were a different team.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but all of a sudden their roster looks a lot different.
Yeah, won't be scoring 90 a night.
I mean, they're not going to be no Nebraska.
Well, they could actually be okay. They figure out how to take care of the basketball, I guess.
Hey, just keep throwing a bunch of bodies at them. You'll be fine.
Well, they'll have options.
Yeah.
They'll have options. Hey, and what did Bates say? So is Bates made it official he's going to Indiana out of the portal?
I've not seen that.
I thought I saw that.
That would be huge. Chet Holmgren today, actually, in
and
like
we didn't mention Bishop,
obviously, hour.
Christian Bishop. We didn't mention that.
In an hour.
Texas, yeah.
Chet Holmgren, an hour, announced he's going to Gonzaga.
Really?
Boy, the Jalen Suggs influence.
I've heard you guys talk about
number him. One player in the country, 7'1". He's a beanpole.
Yeah, I don't love him.
But you know what? Around the basket, he's actually pretty good. Like, footwork and moves and stuff.
And if you follow him, he's a good testament to staying with it, too, in development. Because, I don't know, 2.5 years ago, you just saw this coming. I mean, it was awkward to watch. He's like a baby giraffe out there.
Legitimately.
I wonder what his body will look like, you know, by the time they tip off in November. Because he is skinny. You're a high school kid at 7'1". He's what, maybe 220?
I'm glad you said two, because if you were going to say one, I was going
like,
to be,
like,
oh,
I just look at him and, like, let's say Jonathan Kuminga, and I'm like, give me Kuminga. But
Black shot, I mean, he's a smart around the rim, like offensively and defensively, but what's going to happen in college when, I mean, he's playing against a lot of guys outside of when they go and play, you know, prep schools. He's not playing against a lot of 7'1 guys in high school. Yeah. Now all of a sudden he's going to be playing in college against guys that are 6'9", 6'10", and have length, and that can block his shot, or he's not going to be able to block their shot as easy.
And who've spent time in the weight room.
Yeah.
Because he ain't going to body nobody.
Because I don't know, he might have one of those bodies, you know, like a Sean Bradley, where you just can't put weight on. They're always going to be, they're going to be tall.
Chris Hickman.
Yeah, but they're just not going to.
Eventually he got weight in his butt and legs, but he never got it up top. Bradley I'm talking about. Never got big up top.
You got Verse coming up?
Like Porzingis. Porzingis is a guy that'll never put on
good,
ton of weight.
Good, because his knees are so bad, he doesn't need to put any more weight on. When he's healthy, that's not a bad team. But, you know.
I'm still not all in on Dallas.
That is an amazing stretch in terms of who's going to win that division and the Miami division. Those two divisions, the odds keep flipping because they don't know who's going to win.
There's a heck of a race in the East for four.
Hey, nice win yesterday by your guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
Like, they sacked up, man.
Thank you.
They
look at you guys.
You think it's going to be Atlanta or Boston at four, right?
They bowl.
Atlanta, Boston, the Heat, or
the Heat will get there.
Or the Knicks.
Oh. It had been, easy to wilt late when they tricked it off. Yeah. That was a good, gutty win.
Needed that win. They haven't been playing very well. And Jimmy was going to beat up the entire roster. So, that's fine. So at least they survived. And look, they did it without him yesterday.
Hey, listen, he would be one of those. You know how I'm always talking about it's hard to manage yourself and your behavior when you're not playing. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler seems like he would be a really hard teammate to have when he can't contribute because that's his outlet. Yep. So if he's around, he's probably surly, you know, reminding you to be appreciative that at least you get the chance. He would probably be that guy because, you know, he competes so hard.
Still one of the greatest stories is when he went and practiced with the Timberwolves and beat the starters.
So good.
Like, he's a different cat. I'm glad he's on my team. And when he's healthy, he's the real deal.
Yeah.
But boy, if you don't, I mean, if he likes you, you're golden. Yeah. Like him and Hero.
But if you don't want to play hard.
But if you don't play hard, you're in trouble.
You better get out of Miami.
I mean, how many guys just fawn over how they love Tibbs? That dude loved that guy. Because he demanded excellence.
I don't know. Did Zion say yesterday that he loves Tibbs?
He's letting him do what he wants, handling the rock.
What Zion said is that he loves New York.
Yeah, he said he loved New York.
He loves playing in Madison Square Garden.
Madison
He's like,
Square
by the
Garden.
Way, you know, when I'm a free agent, I would love to go to New York. I played that. I was like, wow.
Right?
Besides New Orleans, of course. New York.
He said outside of New Orleans.
Oh, outside New Orleans.
You ain't got a lot of us, Zion. You can put New York number one.
He's going to outgrow that market, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't stay there.
They got a chance to be okay, though. I mean,
Stan Van Gundy can coach. It's just if you are looking for what you want to do with your career, like to blow up.
They don't have great chemistry on that team, though. That's why they lose so many leads.
Pels?
Yeah. Yeah, look how many leads they lose in the last 5 minutes.
They do need to find a way.
They don't have great chemistry.
The last 4 minutes are pretty bad for them.
Yeah.
But
very.
I think it's because of the ball. I think they
have two guys who think they're one.
They go through those offensive lulls, though, where the ball gets pretty sticky.
Greatest shooter of all time.
He's silly.
Yeah, everybody say it. Even his peers say it.
Yeah.
He's like, silly.
I believe, didn't Dame say it? Dame said it.
Yep. Reggie said it.
He's unbelievable. Yeah.
The dude shot 11 of 16 from three in an NBA game.
He shot one with a left hand.
just to, you know, mix it up or what?
I mean, he
was
just
he covered on the
how
other
would
side?
You guard him? You like just, like there was a point that stretched Saturday night, like the Celtics would have been better off just fouling him.
Yeah, Mike and Caleb were arguing.
He only shoots 92%
from the free throw line, right? Because you don't want him to go by you because he can put it on a string, but he could knock it down.
You know the thing, George and I will probably get into this a little bit later, but the thing that is so impressive about him is regardless of where he's at on the floor, his form is always the same.
Same, yeah.
Never changes.
Yeah.
And he, so late, in that game, he pulled up, smart play because the clock was winding down. It was at the tail end. It was like one of their last possessions. He pulled up from where Suggs hit his three, like as a normal shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And he thought he was going to hit it.
Sure he did.
And that would have cut the Boston lead to, what, two?
You know who else has that ability? Is Lillard, like range, that could just shoot a normal jumper from like 40 feet.
Yep, yep. The one he shot in George's face, that was not you, George. Paul George's face, still one of the best covered shots I've ever seen. He was like this.
Yeah.
You talk about a team that needed to answer the dinner bell. Clippers needed that one, too.
Yeah, they did.
They need a little.
Hey, being like Memphis. Memphis can win. I'm telling you, they're giving. That's going to be tough.
You like them, man.
They have the tiebreaker, but Memphis has the opportunity with the last two games of the season
them. That's your Morant love. That's
maybe it is.
It's Memphis, good. Though,
I may also have a future. And then winning the division. There might be that, too.
But problem with Memphis is. They'll trick one off here or there.
Yeah.
Like they had a game a couple weeks ago in New York.
But Dallas is the same thing, though. Dallas is doing the same thing.
I'm telling you, man, Dallas goes through these things where they can't get stops. And they used to be a really, really good defensive team.
I'm all in for the play-in tournament.
I'd worry about it.
The play-in tournament in both the East and the West could be really good.
The Bulls, we talked about that a couple weeks ago. You're like, they're in. I'm like, I don't know.
Zach LaVine being out.
Washington and Toronto, both of them.
It's tough to get into the NBA right now because some of the stars are not playing. But when they roll around to May and what the playoffs could look like, this could be a really good year for the NBA in the postseason.
Seven plays eight. Eight plays nine, then 9-10, then plays the winner of 7-8 in a series. That's going to be awesome.
They needed to have changed that. I mean,
you want to play 7-10?
They wanted to generate revenues, but the play-in thing is...
They're trying to say 9-10 doesn't deserve to have a series. They only get one game. And then if they win, they get to have a series.
Yeah, because it's three, right?
After they play the one game with 9-10, and then the winner of that then goes and plays the 7-8.
Yeah. That seems like too many.
It is.
But you know what keeps interest in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's inventory, man.
You don't want to play in a play-in game. Finish six,
yeah.
What'd
you have?
I got to go to Plattsmouth.
72 games and not finish seven?
You got 72 games. You can't tell me the top eight teams in 72 games? I'm not here for it.
What are you, a baseball fan?
Don't you want more basketball?
Especially high pressure basketball?
Let's get to the playoffs.
Okay.
Hey, by the way, it's your girl's birthday today.
Candace Parker. She's bringing a championship to Chicago.
Candace Parker.
How old is Candace Parker?
35.
Yep.
35 today.
And it's your guy Bill Raftery's birthday today, too. Mm-hmm. 76. Seems a little older than that. Still sharp, though.
Mm-hmm.
Still sharp.
76 seems right.
Does it?
Yeah.
Onions. All right, man.
Good seeing you on Saturday.
Yeah, you too, buddy.